If you'd like to read with us, there's a thought on my mind about how that people, when somebody dies, how that we cry and we just wring our hands and people are so brokenhearted and sad. And, you know, I thought about when my father died, I did not shed one tear for my dad. The tears that I cried was for me not being able to see him, but for me to be crying over dad not being there, it was not one tear. Because I knew what he had lived for and what his desire was he had got. And you and I, you know, so many times here in life, people get things all mixed up. And as little children are born, we so rejoice over them. And we're so happy. And yet, I've sat so many times and had tears come to my eyes crying for these children. Because of what they will face if time stands by the time they reach my age. What kind of a church are they going to be in? What are they going to have to look forward to? And I shed a lot of tears for the young people, but for those that die in the Lord, there's no reason to shed tears for them. And you and I want you to pay close attention to two verses of Scripture we're going to read to you. In Revelation, the 14th chapter and the 13th verse. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Then in Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter and the very first verse, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Now, you and I, that's something that most people can't understand. To be rejoicing and happy and to look upon the day of a person's death as being better than the day of a person's birth, we can't understand that. But you and I, if that heart is right with God, that's something to rejoice about. When that person lays down their life here, their heart is right with God, you know, for all of eternity, they will be living with the Lord. But when you see a little child be born into this world today, it's a dreadful thing to know just what will be facing them out in the future. What kind of a life will they live? Will they grow up to know God? There are all kinds of questions and fears there about that child. But that adult that has grown to know God, put God first in their life. When it comes down time for them to die, don't be mourning for, but begin the celebration. Why before their body is laid down there, is not what's going to be living for eternity. But their soul, that will be with God, never to die, always alive in the presence of God. You and I today, it was just for God.
First in our life, we've got something to look forward to. And you know, this come to mind because two people that I knew this week that passed away, Marvin last Sunday and Dave Clark Tuesday night, and you and I, you just stop and say, it don't take long here in this life from the time that you die till you're in the grave and maybe a tombstone the place where you lay. But there's all kinds of people that have been dead and buried, and nothing marks the grave for their head. Nobody even remembers for their head or the names that buried there. And I can take you down in the mountains of North Carolina to all kinds of cemetery that they just got a little stone turned on at the head of a grave, and not one thing grown up on their head. That was all. Was a foot there as a marker. They knew where that grave was, because that stone marked their hat, and they remembered who was put their hat. When it comes to the time where they're all dead and gone, nobody remembers who's their hat, but God still does, where each and every one was put their hat. And there's coming a time when he's seen, they're going to come for a hat.
Who knows God as their Savior? Because their life has just begun. Here, as I'm 60, soon be 63 years old in August, Marvin was 65 years old, and Dave Clark, if I'm not mistaken, was in his middle to late 70s at least. And you and I, we might think, well, that's a long life. Well, as I'm in my 60s now, I used to, when I was in my 20s, I looked at somebody in their 60s as being a real old person. Now that I'm there, it don't seem like it's all that old, because I realize how short life was in getting me here. And you that's sitting here in your 30s, you might look at me and think I'm pretty old. Well, you're already over halfway where I am. So just remember back 20 years ago and just see how short a time that was. Time passes by here so quickly. We have such a short time to live for God. Even if we give our life to Him when we're young, we still got such a short time to live for God. What is 50 or 60 years living for the Lord when He'll give us all of eternity to be with Him? That's such a short time to give unto God for all that He's given unto us. And we need to make sure that our life makes a difference as we live it here before our children, before our neighbor, before our loved ones, that they might be Christ in us. For when it comes, there it comes in us. They will have to worry. Where did they go? How did they stand with God? For they might say, I know that when my life is over, I'll live again if I live for the Lord. You and I, it might be a hard thing for a lot of people to accept and realize that we can be happy at the death of a person. But you know, if a person's lived their life for the Lord and death angel calls, that's a time to rejoice, because they obtained what they've been working for. You know, if you see somebody that is really striving to get a house and it comes about, you can rejoice with that person. Why? Because what they had been laboring for, they finally got hold of. And it's something to rejoice over, because you know that was all that was upon them for a time there to accomplish that. Well, you and I, if we want to live with the Lord and we live our life for God, and it comes down time and we die,
Why should anybody be mourning for you? Because you obtained that. It makes no difference at what age that you die. You know, whether you was a young person or an old person, if you left this life with your heart right with God, that's time to rejoice and see that victory has been obtained. That each and every one of us, when we leave this life with our heart right with God, far better awaits us than anything that we've ever had here. It makes no difference how well a home that we had, how fancy a car we had. None of that is going to even be considered as being anything when we compare with what a person has that walks into that holy city. You and I, you know, I would rather just have a bench beside the street in heaven than to have the finest mansion that this earth could build for my whole lifetime. Why? Because what do you need to be inside for in a place where it's perfect all the time? You know, when the weather is just perfect, I don't like being inside. I like being out. Well, I don't know what kind of birds is going to be in heaven. I don't know what kind of trees that you're going to be looking at, what kind of flowers. But why would you ever want to go inside when you could sit out and enjoy that? I went down across the creek there on that place the other day. I could smell something that was blooming and I was never able to find it. But oh, such a beautiful perfume smell was on the breeze. But I was never able to find out what it was coming from. But it smelled so good. Well, just think what it's going to smell like in heaven. When the flowers never fade. Always in bloom. The tree always in bloom. Have you ever walked around where the fruit was on the tree? And it was ripe and you could smell the fruit. The tree there will be bare fruit. Every month of the tree that happens. You and I. Then in the morning, we can all be together again. You know, each and every one of us, this life is very short. Eternity is long. And you cannot begin to imagine what kind of suffering it's going to be for those that don't know God. And it's not going to be as a lot of people seem to think, over in a little while, just because that you didn't surrender to God. But for all of eternity, as long as God exists, that soul that neglects God is going to be in the lake of fire in torment. And God said, I have no beginning of day, and I have no end. So when a person goes in there, you know, I've heard firemen talk about it. A person in a house that's on fire. Very, very seldom does the person ever feel the flames. Most of the time, they're overcome and they're unconscious from the smoke before the flame ever gets to them. And, you know, they don't really suffer except the struggling to try and breathe in the smoke. Well, a person that goes to hell is going to be conscious the whole time. Because, read the Bible. It says the rich man in hell, he lifted up his eyes. And he said he was in torment in this flame. He could see. He could hear. He was thirsty. And he had flames about him. He's being in torment. you and I,
every sense that we have here, we will have there. The only difference is, when the pain gets so great here, you will pass out. In hell, there's no relief like that. No relief. So you and I, when we have it set in front of us, joy and happiness with God, our torment forever shut off from God. That don't look like a hard decision to make, does it? Me, I want to choose the things of the Lord. And you and I, let's live our life to those that's round about us. Won't have to wonder how that our heart was, whether we knew God or not, but that they would know. Not because you said you was a Christian, but because they seen a Christian life out of you. Not because that you went to church, but that they seen you enjoy your salvation. They seen the evidence. They seen you pray in the Spirit. They seen you shout in the Spirit. They seen the tears flow in the Spirit. They had a spiritual connection. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I can remember, I was not a Christian, but I can remember seeing services where people would shout, and I can remember Dad standing and preaching. And though I was just a kid, I could feel the Spirit there in the room. It wasn't something I had to wonder about. It, what's going on? What's wrong with them? What's making them carry on like that? You can feel it just like a breeze blow into the room. You can feel the presence of God there. That's what your children need to see and experience. They need to know if mom and dad has a problem. They turn to the Lord. They get on their knees and pray. They have one that they can call upon who's not deaf but is hearing. They'll lead a prayer third and answer that they might know when it comes their time to pray. I have a God that's listening and is able to answer and will do that that I'm asking of him. You and I, don't weep when you see a Christian that's passed on, but rejoice for them because they obtained the victory that they was desiring. You and I don't want to live forever here in this life. I want to live just long enough for me to complete what God has for me to do, and then I'm ready to go. You and I, why? You know, the longer I live here, the longer it will be before I get what God has waiting for me. And you know, that's just like me and you. If you have a real good night's sleep, if you don't wake up from the time you lay down to get up time of the morning, can you actually tell how long it was without looking at a clock that you've been asleep? It seems like it's just a moment, doesn't it? When you're asleep, time does not register. Well, when I die here in this life, it makes no difference if God chose to let time stand for 10,000 more years. When he calls that sleeping dust and they stand up, it's going to be like it was a moment ago that they died. And then for all of eternity, then, we will be with God. You and I, what's long is our life here, that waiting time for the death angel to call. That's what seems to take so long. Living our life for the Lord, doing what God asks of us. Today, it could be our last day, or we may have many more years. Just be faithful all the way to the end. And then when the death angel calls, know that victory is yours. While we get some song to sing, please, if your heart's not right with God, or maybe you just, as the old timers used to say, you've grown cold,
and indifferent on the Lord, well, I want to tell you, that's not a testimony you want to leave behind to somebody. You want to leave behind a testimony that you're an on-fire Christian. Those that's cold and indifferent, that's the ones that everybody wonders about how they're going to make it, or how they stand with God. And I can tell you, according to the Bible, He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So, if we think we're going to get by in a lukewarm state, we're going to be surprised. God wants us to be on fire for Him. And to be on fire, those around about us is going to know that we've got God living within us. While we stand and sing, don't let the devil deceive you into thinking that mediocre is good enough. We need to give our very best to God. You know, if you have some good friend coming to visit you, you're going to see that you've got your very best out for them when they come. Not because that you think that they wouldn't be satisfied with less, but because that you want to give them your very best because they're special to you. Well, you know, God said, I'm a jealous God. I have no other God before me. So we've got to give Him our very best. And you know the thing about it? Somebody come to visit me, I can hide something that was better because I think I might have a better or more important friend coming later. And I'll just keep this here. They won't know it. And I'll give them this and that. They'll be satisfied. They may be perfectly satisfied. Because they just tickle to death to be there in fellowship with you. They might think that's really the very best you've got and be satisfied. But God knows whether we're giving Him our best or not. And if we're not giving Him our best, what are we saying? He is not as important to us as whatever we're giving our best to. And you know, a lot of times, you know who we're giving our best to? Old self. Have you ever seen somebody want to do something themselves and they get up and they put all of themselves into it, and then when it comes to something that needs to be done for God, they felt so bad they couldn't? Are we giving God our best? Well, you can stop and think about it. While we sing, will you come? Is your heart right with God today? Is it just exactly what that it should be? Or are you, as we said, not on par the way that you should be?